Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast today, cloudy, breezy, chance for more snow showers. We'll have a high near 35. Kenosha right now, 33 degrees, just overcast. It's cloudy in Burlington, 32. Milwaukee, 29, 30 degrees in Racine. The city of Racine will not actively pursue undocumented immigrants. Mayor John Dickert saying the focus of the police department is to find and arrest those who are breaking the law. President Trump, of course, recently signing that executive order promising to withhold federal funding from so-called sanctuary cities protecting undocumented immigrants. The mayor noting it is not against the law to be an undocumented immigrant, but that doesn't mean those who are breaking the law will not be arrested. He adds that mayors all across the country have been researching issues related to immigration for some time, and they have legal opinions that the president's executive order is not legal.
You cannot take out undocumented workers for no reason. And you cannot risk our funding, federal funding, because of our actions under the law. So we are challenging those comments and the executive order to state that cities have rights under the 10th and 14th Amendments, and we're going to abide by those rights.
Within minutes of releasing his statements, the mayor says his office began getting emails from all across the area denouncing his stance. He said, quote, "Instilling hatred and bigotry in this country is something we don't need," unquote. Members of Wisconsin's Jewish community, joined by other groups like Voces de la Frontera and just individuals outraged by the president's immigration order, gathered in protest by Congressman Paul Ryan's downtown Racine office. A letter delivered calling on him to publicly rescind support for that executive order. It reads in part, "It is immoral and disgraceful to turn away people who are fleeing persecution and war in their home countries. As Jews, we are keenly aware that multitudes of European Jews were turned away from our country and other nations around the world during World War II.
It is appalling that refugees fleeing the consequences of U.S. military actions are now being banned from seeking shelter on our shores. Further, many among the refugees now excluded from our country are those who aided U.S. forces on the ground as translators and interlocutors. President Trump's executive order targeting our Muslim sisters and brothers is, quite simply, un-American, betraying the rights that are carved into the Statue of Liberty that has greeted generations of immigrants who literally built our nation."
Jewish Voice for Peace Chicago Rabbi Brant Rosen reading from that letter for a reporter said this order only further serves the cause of Muslim extremist groups. As the spring semester got started at UW Parkside, Chancellor Debbie Ford put out a statement that says the celebration of the new term has been overshadowed by this controversy surrounding the president's executive order banning entry to the country from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. In her message, Dr. Ford says all students, faculty, and staff scheduled to arrive from international locations are on campus, and that officials will continue to closely monitor federal policy as it relates to any future international travel by members of the learning community. Parkside's Office for International Student Services says none of their students are from any of the 7 countries in the executive order. About 70 people representing a number of local groups, along with several homeowners living along the Root River above the Horlick Dam in Racine, went to an informational meeting last night about its future at the Isgrove office complex. The DNR ordering the county, which owns the dam, to make modifications to handle flooding from the so-called 100-year storm. There was a presentation on the 5 options currently being discussed. Issues, though, were raised by the audience, including loss of recreational opportunities above the dam, water quality changes, and sediment built up behind the structure. State Senator Van Wongard said he was pleased that the county brought this to the stakeholders early in the process before making a very important decision.
This is about issues with our quality of life, with people that live along the river, fishing, and our habitat for fishing. And I surely don't want to see us lose any potential for economic growth or economic development along the river.
Options being discussed range from lowering the spillway 3 feet to completely removing the dam. More than once last night, it was stressed to the crowd this process is just beginning and that more informational meetings will be scheduled. The Racine Water Utility, always interested in new customers and on the agenda for this afternoon's 4 o'clock meeting in the City Hall Annex, is a letter from Franklin. It's only an inquiry at this point about the possibility of wholesale water service after the year 2024. Franklin also reached out to Milwaukee and South Milwaukee about a better future deal on drinking water than Oak Creek is providing. Franklin provides retail service to about 8,100 customers within its city limits. Back in 1995, the city switched from well water and began to purchase its entire wholesale water supply from Oak Creek. An attorney for 16-year-old Racine resident Keller McQuay, charged as an adult in the September 2015 fatal shooting of his teenage girlfriend, wants to argue there's evidence someone other than his client was at fault. That's going to be a March 20th motion hearing ahead of a scheduled trial May the 1st. McQuay charged with shooting 14-year-old Vista Jackson inside his mother's home on Albert Street with a sawed-off rifle. Court records show there was a delay in the proceedings due to a backlog of state crime lab testing on a piece of evidence, which was completed, and now the case will be able to proceed. Could be sexual assault victims in Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee counties whose rape kits have still not been tested. Based on a report out by the USA Today Network, it says most of the 6,000 kits identified in a backlog have still not been tested, more than a year after Wisconsin got $4 million in grants to clear them up. Meanwhile, State Attorney General Brad Schimmel says those victims can go online to buyyoursidewy.org to check on the status of their case.
The Buy Your Side campaign is there for survivors of sexual assault. And there are people who are available to provide support.
Schimmel saying the last thing we want to do is further disempower a survivor of sexual assault by giving them no choice as to what happens with the evidence collected from their bodies. The disappointing news recently for Kenosha Unified School District officials that the overall graduation rate had declined by 0.5% last year. But there was a silver lining to the fact that the district is still listed above 90%, 90.2% in fact, turns out to be better than the top five largest districts in the state, including Milwaukee and Madison. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.